Disorder. Our olfactory bed, representative of a century of the self-defiled and nearly on the same page as me. An influx of stallions and air around you like an amputee. Air is the language that disappears. Oh, this crashing intensity. A dichotomy of moving alone in this place. This place, a tiny lobe of history and masochistic switchblades. Plastic sockets made for my fingertips. My fingertips are coding the measurements of the sun and of loss, with the taste of flowers in my throat and a large-scale projection of the female form against my own, who screams. She screams with disease and time and nothingness. Murderous reverberations placed within a system by hero of soft for itself, whilst babies and insects left alone will cry, and we harness samples of smudge and ghost, and exposure will kill us all in shutters, or starry, starry nausea as a manifestation of potential desires we can't afford. And all the memories wired into your knees will lift you from the ground, full of plastic bag spirit and the promise of coffee. And it's so cruel to never be there, always walking half out of shot.